Chris Smith talks to Lydia Monteverdi from Turner Freeman Lawyers.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much to talk about. Lots of emails coming in from listeners this week, and these are just a selection of them. Our first is from Jess. Jess says, I was thinking about having breast implants and found one cosmetic surgeon who advertised a discount of $1,000 for people who paid for the surgery up front. I just wanted to know if that was legit and whether there were any advertising guidelines for cosmetic surgery. Good question.
Yeah, hi, Jess. That's a great question and one that's certainly popping up more and more with the rise of advertising on social media. So, yes, there's advertising guidelines for regulated health services and cosmetic falls under that umbrella, under the national law, which applies to all health practitioners in every state and territory. Practitioners aren't allowed to advertise in a way that is false, misleading or deceptive, or is likely to be misleading or deceptive, offers a gift, discount or any other inducement to attract a person, uses testimonials, creates an unreasonable expectation of the benefits of the treatment, or directly or indirectly encourages the indiscriminate use of a particular health service.
So this offer might cross that line, do you think?
Yeah, it sounds like it might. And if a practitioner breaches those advertising obligations, then it can have regulatory impacts on them, so their ability to practice. But also, if the advertising is really serious, then it might amount to negligence. So, look, Jeff, my advice to you is that if you're not sure, get in touch and we can give you some further advice.
Yeah. Okay, another question here. An anonymous listener. My partner has recently been told that he has HIV. His GP didn't tell him that a recent blood test was equivocal for HIV and didn't arrange another test. My partner has passed HIV on to me. Can I sue the doctor? Whoa.
Well, yeah, wow. Oh, look, I'm really sorry that this has happened to you. And actually, there was a very similar case decided in New South Wales in 1999. Now, in that case, the Supreme Court of New South Wales decided that a duty of care that a doctor owes to a patient extends in these circumstances to the sexual partner of their patient, even if the partner is not a patient of the doctor or the practice. So in order to sue the doctor, you would need to establish that they breached their duty of care and have caused some damage or harm, which is quite clear in this case. So in your case, the breach of duty of care is by the GP not realising that an equivocal test is actually quite serious and they should have arranged for some further testing for your partner.
Serious case, all right. Lydia, thank you for that. Enjoy your weekend.
Turner Freeman Lawyers is famous for getting people the compensation they deserve. Search Turner Freeman Lawyers. Call 13 43 63 or email your inquiry to 2gb@turnerfreeman.com.au.